say what of it.
Zambe wa moyo.
All right, let's do it like this. Zambe wa moyo. Say
Zambe wa moyo.
Come on, let's do it like this. Come on.
Zambe wa moyo.
Come on, come on. Let's do it like this. Come on.
Zambe wa moyo.
Everybody, come on. Let's do it like this. Come on.
Zambe wa moyo.
Come on, come on. Zambe wa moyo.
Zambe wa moyo.
Come on, come on. Zambe wa moyo.
Zambe wa moyo.
What's that? Zambe wa moyo.
Zambe wa moyo.
Are you ready? Now, let's go. This here, kale kale.
Ah, Zambe wa moyo.
Come on, what's that? Chini, chini tena, suka 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 chini, suka chini, suka chini, chini tena, suka chini, chini tena, suka chini, chini tena, suka.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for tuning in right now. In case you just come in right now, you have come in the right time, because we are anticipating Mr. Pitua Emmanuel is going to be in the building in very few minutes. Mr. Pitua Emmanuel, our church leader, our church head, he's going to be in the building in very few minutes. And that means he's going to be also giving us a very wonderful topic in the program called The Expert. He's going to be right here, and he's going to leave at 8:30. So from here up to 8:30, better make the best of it. Better make the best of it. Otherwise, how are you guys doing? How are you guys feeling wherever you are? My people who are living in Namgongo like I. How you guys doing? People who live past Namugongo, people who live in Seta that side, Mukono, how you guys doing? As far as I can reach, whenever you reach like Jinja, those guys that side, how you guys doing? I want to be Dina Mkwamtia. I want to be Ganga. I want to be Yonakavango. I want to be Namulesa. Mulimutia, I want to be Kamulia, I want to be Buenge, Yona Yona. how are you guys doing? So I said, Mr. Vitua is in the building already. Yes, he's in the building, and we are going to be doing this every other Friday, and I'll be so glad to host him. He has come with a very special person. I don't know if I should do the introductions or I should let them do it themselves, but I'm guessing we should just let it be the second way I've said, yeah? So they're going to do their own introduction. And I'm so happy, I'm so glad they are here.
Vegetables, make sure you eat plenty. Children, do 60 minutes activity daily. Drink some water when you feel thirsty. Cut down dessert and have a smoothie. Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. One more time now. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Listen up. Make sure you know your health status. Go a doctor and get a regular checkup. Chronic disease can slowly creep up. We can lower the risk and live up. If we just eat right and get moving. Jumping, running, dancing, or skipping. Change the children, them lazy habits.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right.
We are...
treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. After two, make me hear you say I love me. One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
After two, make me hear you say I love me. One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two. Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. One more time now. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Jamaica get moving. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. One more time now. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Listen up.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church.
Yeah, you are welcome to the Expert Show, and we are delighted to have you today. It is a beautiful, beautiful evening. We are here with the Expert Show once again. It has been long since we last communicated to each other, and I've been really, really missing you. But you know what? We have been cooking something very awesome, very beautiful, and this time around, you do not have to miss. The song was saying, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. It explains a lot of things about you, you as an individual, you as a person, and it is actually telling us to train our mind, to train our bodies, to train our senses, to train a lot of things about us. And right away, you have got to come back to that place where you treat your body, where you train your body, where you love your body. Come on. Now it is time for you to invite your neighbors, to invite your friends, to invite family, to invite everybody who is there to come and will listen to the expert. The expert is in the house. The expert is in the house. Tell your friend, tell a friend that the expert is in the house and we are here, good, big and better. Well, our program will be running every week in, week out, every Friday. We shall be here from 7:30 to 8:30, and you do not have to miss it. Come on, just mark it on your calendar, set an alarm, and let it always remind you to tune in. But in case you miss out on all our programs during the course of the week, the repetitions are always made. Please, you don't have to miss, and be part of a life-changing moment. In the Expert Show, we do a lot of amazing things. We talk about health, we talk about life, how to make life, we talk about things that build us together, we talk about the things that build your mind, you as an individual. We try as much as possible to change your mind, the way you reason, the way you've been thinking, the way you've been doing things. We move you out of your comfortable zone, and we want you to have a good life. So we shall train you, we shall bring very many different experts in different fields, talk about the educational sector. We shall bring an expert here to talk about things that matter a lot in the education sector. How do you handle your kids? How do you train them and make them ready for education out there? So in the Expert Show, we shall be having those different people come to us and talk to us about different things. Then when it comes to the area of health, we shall bring the experts, the doctors, talk about various sicknesses, various diseases that really disorganize our minds, that disorganize our health. Talk about tuberculosis. We shall talk about that one time. Talk about rabies. Talk about different kinds of sicknesses, meningitis. Talk about the xylophone diseases. Talk about the ENT. Talk about the different dental diseases and all the things that may come our way. You know, we shall talk about all those things. We shall bring to you the experts. Just what you have to do is just to tune in to NPC Online Church every Friday from 7:30 to 8:30, and then you do not have to miss. Remember, the song is called Love Your Body, Treat Your Body Right. Come on, think about yourself. How do you want yourself to be? How better do you want yourself to be? Love your body, treat your body right. After the song, we shall be back here, and then we shall go on straight into our training for today. What we are going to study about today, we are going to look at active listening. Yeah, we want to begin with training our minds to be active listeners. How is a person supposed to listen? Very many of us here, but we do not listen. If you want to understand the difference between hearing and listening, come on. Yeah, come back. When we come back after this short break, the musical break, we shall come back and we shall dive into our topic for today about active listening. Welcome to NPC Online Church. Yeah, love your body, treat your body right.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church. We are Power of Faith.
1, 2. Adults to 30 minutes activity daily. Love your body, treat your body right. Vegetables, make sure you eat plenty.
Children do 60 minutes activity daily.
Drink some water when you feel thirsty.
Cut down dessert and have a smoothie.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Listen up. Make sure you know your health status.
Go to a doctor and get a regular checkup.
Chronic disease can slowly creep up.
We can lower the risk and live up
if we just eat right and get moving.
jumping, running, dancing, or skipping. She and the children, them lazy habit. Make them play out the door and put down the tablet. Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Jamaica get moving. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. After two, make me hear you say, I love me. One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
After two, make me hear you say, I love me. One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two. Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. One more time now. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Jamaica get moving. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. One more time now. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Listen up.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church. We are Power of Faith.
Yeah. Welcome back from that short musical break, and we say to you in the expert show, we want you to be healthy, so love your body and treat your body right. I want to send my greetings to all the people who are listening to me right now. Those ones that are in Kansanga, I sent greetings to all of you. Those ones who are in Namgongo, I really love you so much. I am here with my lovely wife in the building. I'm a married man, and shout out to her, to Irene. Irene, I love you so much, and I want you to know that every day. Come on, and love your body, treat your body right. And I shout out to everyone who is there out and listening to me. Jovan Lule, greetings to you and your wife there, and Pastor Eric, Pastor Senyange. I really love you, Mako. We now naoli, tukwagalanyo. Payo, you are loved. Shout out to you, to all the listeners who are out there. And if you're on, you can send me a WhatsApp and on a 070-1459-836, 070-1459-836. And then you let me know that you are listening, and I will send greetings to you, and really let people know that you are listening to us right away. Well, today we want to look at listening and hearing. You know, if we are going to train our body and treat our body right, it all starts with us. How? Listen, and then after listening, we act. But then there is a difference between listening, because somebody will ask me, you know, you're talking about listening, but for me, I always listen. I'm mpulira, just like the Luganda word says mpulira. But what is okulira and what is listening? What is listening and what is hearing? You get it? I want to use a very, very simple example here. When we talk about hearing, we are actually talking about the sound that you are hearing right now. That is hearing. You can hear a car hooting, you can hear your wife making noise with the kids. Come here, do this, do that. That is hearing. But then listening goes deep. and actually listening goes beyond that. Hearing is the passive act of perceiving sound through your ears, while active listening is the intentional and engaged process of not only hearing sounds but also actively understanding and interpreting the meaning behind them. So when you reach that stage of who you are actively understanding and interpreting the meaning behind what you are hearing, then we say you are listening. And actually most of us do the other side. We actually hear. We hear, and when we hear, usually we do not understand, and when we do not understand, we actually forget what we have heard in a second. Just like a young child who you are going to tell, you know what, we come here, and then they will come and sit there, look at you, look at your mouth coming up and down, up and down. Then after you have left, you tell them, well, you don't need to do this. Then the next few minutes, you find them doing actually what you have told them not to do. That is hearing and not listening. But listening goes beyond that. We have said that that listening this time around, we are understanding, in-depth understanding, and we are interpreting the meaning behind what we are hearing. You analyze, you internalize, you really, 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 really go into a deep, deep knowledge. But then how do we listen? The components, what is involved in listening. That's what we are going to discuss today in the next few minutes. The components that are involved in listening. And my dear listeners, if you are there, you'd like to write down, you'd like to note somewhere, because active listening involves some of the things that we are going to talk about here now. But the very first component to all my listeners who are out there and you're listening to me, the first component of active listening is paying full attention. Paying full attention. This involves giving your complete focus to the speaker, avoiding distractions such as phones or background noise. It shows respect and helps you capture the full message being communicated. You know, when we are doing active listening, we avoid anything that will distract us. Everything that will distract us, we put them aside. That means you are fully focused on the person who is speaking, the speaker. You do not allow things to distract you, like, for example, the background noise that might distract you when you are listening to something. And usually most of us today, we are distracted by our phones. We are distracted by our phones. You are there communicating with somebody, and then they are actively enjoying their phones on a WhatsApp. They're actively enjoying texting. And at the end of the day, you know what? You are not listening. You are actually hearing the person that is communicating to you. That is not active listening. So dear listeners, dear friends, we need to come to a place whereby we do not allow our phones to distract us when we are communicating. When you are communicating to somebody, or somebody is communicating to you, put aside all the things that might distract you. Say, if somebody, you are talking to somebody and somebody is talking to you, tell them, you know what, just give me a little second here. I want to listen to this. I want to listen to actually what is being communicated. And when we listen intently to what is being communicated, you know, there is full communication. There is full communication. There is, you are paying attention. Somebody is really communicating to you. You are not on your WhatsApp. You're not listening to music in the background. At the end of the day, you are listening. So active listening involves giving your full, complete focus on the speaker. You put aside everything that you are doing, and then you give your full attention to the speaker. And this is very common to very many people in offices. You find somebody in their office, and instead of giving you their attention. Now, my listeners, if you are this kind of a person, please change. Because you go in somebody's office and somebody is very busy on the computer, on the laptop, and they are actually not giving you any attention at all. They are busy doing other things and you are seriously communicating to them. Man, at times I feel like strangling you and then I'm like, "Gwe, give me some little attention. I need your attention here, man." So active listening involves really giving full attention to somebody. Now, this is not only to the adults, because you might be the yanzingo mwana wange mwa full attention kulwachi. Why should I give my little child the full attention? They need you. Even the young babies who are breastfeeding, if you do not give them full attention, they will look at your eyes and they will be like, "But this mom of mine is not serious at all." So we always need to give full attention to the people that we are communicating to and the ones that we are listening to. Yeah, love your body, treat your body right. Amen. And then another thing that we need to do, we, the people who are listening, we need to maintain eye contact. Maintain eye contact. Eye contact signals to the speaker that you are engaged and interested in what they have to say. You get it? You are talking to somebody and somebody is actually not even looking at you. Somebody is doing their own things. They are in their own world. Just know, if you're having an audience and somebody is actually not looking at you at all when you are talking, just know that that person is not interested in what you are saying. Cut off the communication and do other things. Cut off the communication and do other things. This is the expert Pitoa today speaking to us. And you know, it is very interesting. It is good for somebody that you're talking to listen, to look into your eyes, because eyes communicate. You get it? How will I know that you are a criminal? When you are not looking at my eyes, I know, "Gwe, this guy is a criminal, man. He doesn't want me to look into their eyes," and they keep on hiding here and there. So active listening involves you paying full attention, first of all, and then you look into their eyes. Let's train our kids as well out there as they are growing up. Let us train them to be assertive. An assertive person will look into your eyes and tell you, "You know what, for me, don't joke with me, I am this," You get it? So let's maintain eye contacts when somebody is communicating to us. It brings out full meaning. First of all, we said, pay full attention, avoid things that will distract you when you are listening. And then we said, maintain eye contact with the person who is communicating to you. And now to you people who have bosses usually when your boss is talking to you, I want to speak out this as the music is even very lower for you to understand. You know what? When your boss is communicating to you, look into their eyes. Straight into their eyes and let them know that you are really confident. You know, it shows confidence, Otherwise, wajja kugoba ku mulimu the next day because they don't trust you at all. Person talking to you and asking you, "How much money did you get?" Then you're there looking down. "You see, I sold this at this amount of money," and you're not even looking at their eyes. Come on, be straightforward. Look into their eyes and tell them, "You know what? This is what I did. This is what I did, and this is what I know." Make the communication be very effective. And listen intently. So as you are listening intently, you need to have an eye contact. It helps in building a connection and conveying that you are present in the conversation. But if you look around, look there, we used to have a teacher. He used to teach us history one, that was East African history. And this teacher wasn't, I don't know, maybe he was serious or not serious. And this guy could always come and look through the windows and is explaining to us, you know, the Ngonis moved from here to there. But the guy is actually not even seeing, looking at us, is looking through the windows. If by then we're able to realize that this guy is not seriously talking to us, what about today? today I think we need to do better. We need to maintain eye contact and learn to be active listeners. And then you can, another thing that you can do to be a good active listener is use the nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication involves things like facial expressions. You get it? If you're happy with what somebody is communicating, give them a smile. You get it? Give them a smile. Let them know that, you know, what I am communicating to this person is actually bringing meaning to them. Or you cannot. You cannot to show them that, yeah, I've really understood what you are saying. Use facial expressions. Use nonverbal communications. Clap. You get it, eh? Clap. I love preaching in church these days because when you're preaching and the people, the congregation you are preaching to appreciates what you are communicating. When they are understanding, you really get to know. You really get to know because they will clap their hands, they will make some noise, they will, I love it when you go to some churches, some of them even stand up and lift up their chairs and say, preach it, preacher, you get it. That shows that some people are listening and really understanding what you are communicating. So, nonverbal communication speak louder than words. Yeah, nonverbal communication speak louder than words. So, use nonverbal communications. Let's train ourselves to use that. When somebody is communicating to you, keep on nodding your head, showing. If you're dissatisfied with something, you can show a sad face, and you can you get it, so that you really get to tell this person that what you're communicating to me, I am understanding, or what you're communicating to me, I am not understanding. Nonverbal communication speak louder than words. We used to say those days when we are in our English classes, we used to say that actions speak louder than words. Yeah. So if your mom is not pleased with you, with your communication, what you've spoken is nonsense, at times they end up caning you because you have... They have no words to tell you, but they use actions. So nonverbal communication is really, 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 really good when it involves to active listening. So nonverbal communication can reinforce verbal communication and demonstrate empathy and interest. When you are not interested in me, I get to know. I get to know through some of the things that we have communicated about. And then another way you can do active listening is you reflect. Reflecting. Now, this is nonverbal. This is nonverbal. This is verb. Is it verbal or nonverbal? It is nonverbal. And you are there. You are actually pondering. Eh? You are thinking about what somebody has communicated. What somebody is communicating. So reflecting involves paraphrasing or summarizing what the speaker has said to show that you have understood their message. It can also help clarify any misunderstanding. Like, for example, we say when you are paraphrasing what somebody has said, let's take an example. You are communicating to somebody about the benefits of active listening. And then you talk about nonverbal communication. Paraphrasing in this sense would be, you've said we should nod while we are listening. Is that what you've said? Or you can say, a paraphrase could be, you've spoken about maintaining eye contact. Should I look at you like this while you are focusing onto them? Or let's bring it back to the working world, and you are doing marketing. You are doing marketing and you're marketing your product. Let's say you are marketing a phone. You want to sell it. And then you're like, you know what? This phone has a 15 GB RAM, and it can take you from here to there. It can communicate to very many people in a second. And then somebody's like, are you sure that's what it does? You get it. You are paraphrasing. Actually, you are trying to ascertain the correctness of what somebody is saying. So when we are doing active listening, usually at times, we love to get your feedbacks. So there you are paraphrasing to understand what is being spoken. So it can also help clarify and clarify any misunderstandings. You have a misunderstanding about somebody and somebody is really communicating, thinking this, then you're like, is really that what you are saying? Are you saying that? I know now women out there, my listeners who are women and they are married and you are there quarreling with your husband here. And then you say, you've said you're not going to give me sentenza kameza. Is that what you've said? Kari, in Choja Kundabanga, there is nothing on the table for you. So you are really trying to understand this person and you're really trying to understand what he is communicating. So you paraphrase, you reflect, and then you summarize what the speaker has said to show that you have really understood their message. And then the next one, before we go into our small musical break, and the next one is clarifying is more like a reflecting, in the sense that here you ask questions to gain a deeper understanding of what the speaker is saying. This demonstrates that you are actively engaged and interested in the details of their message. You ask questions. That's why you can send me right now a WhatsApp on my WhatsApp, and then you ask me a question about active listening, and I will be in position to reply you effectively and immediately. Yeah. Right away, we are going to have our short musical break, and then after that, we shall come and continue with the components of active listening, and then after that, we shall look at the importances of active listening, and then from there, we shall, I think, come towards the end of our program. Expert. Remember, we are the expert and we are on NPC Online Church. Always listen to that. Share with your friends, neighbor, family, and everybody who is out there actively listening to NPC Online Church. Remember, we love you, and at NPC Church, we say we are one. We love each other. We are diligent, and above it all, we serve the Lord. That is our norm at NPC Church, and you need to be part of that. If you are nearby, you can pass by NPC Church on Sundays and have a fellowship with us. By the way, we are active listeners at NPC Church. Come on. Love your body. Treat your body right.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church. We are Power of Faith.
It's activity daily. Drink some water when you feel thirsty. Cut down dessert and have a smoothie. Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. One more time now. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Listen up. Make sure you know your health status. Go a doctor and get a regular checkup. Chronic disease can slowly creep up. We can lower the risk and live up. If we just eat right and get moving. Jumping, running, dancing, or skipping. Change the children, them lazy habit. Make them play out the door and put down the tablet. Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Jamaica, get moving. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. After two, make me hear you say I love me. One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
After two, make me hear you say I love me. One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
Jamaica.
Jamaicans. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
Jamaica get moving.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right.
We are Myofaith.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
Listen up.
Love your body, treat your body.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Yeah. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. And you are on Online Church, NPC Online Church. We are on the Expert Show. The Expert Show, it is here to you to bring you knowledge about the things that you do not know, or the things that you know and you need clarification about, or the questions that you might be having and asking yourself. By the way, with this, you can send me what you would like us to talk about. You have a disease, you have a problem, and you want free consultation. Send me a WhatsApp and you're like, hey man, can you bring for us an expert who is good at engineering? I want to learn more about engineering, about building. We shall bring an expert in that field. Or you might be there and you're like, hey, bring for us an expert who is able to discuss to us about mental health. We shall bring somebody to talk about mental health immediately. Or bring to us somebody who is good at marital counseling, and we shall bring a marital counselor here who will talk to you and answer all your questions that you might be having. So send me a WhatsApp on 070-1459-836 and your questions will be answered. Or you have a question, you have a compliment, you have a praise report, you can always send on that line, and then we shall be in position to communicate effectively. Yep. We are today talking about active listening. Active listening. And then we said active listening not only involves just hearing the sounds here and there, but we said active listening is crucial for effective communication, as it allows you to fully understand the speaker's message, build the trust and rapport, resolve conflicts, and create positive relationships by making the other person feel heard and valuable. So we are still looking at the components of active listening. And then you found us, for those ones who have just joined us, you found us when we have spoken about five of the components of active listening. One, we said when you are actively listening, endeavor to pay full attention to the person who is communicating to you or the person you are communicating to. And then endeavor to maintain eye contact with that person so that you are able to really understand whether they are deceiving you or not. It helps you build a connection and convey that you are present in the conversation. Endeavor to always maintain eye contact. Then we looked at the nonverbal communication skills. We said here you use expressions like nodding to show that you've really understood what is being communicated. And then we said you can also use facial expressions to show your dissatisfaction or satisfaction about what is being communicated. And then you can also use body languages. You can either clap, you can dance. If somebody is telling you lift up your hands, and you can lift up your hands, and you're there, you're able to do actually what that person is saying. Like, for example, you're in church and the choir leader is telling, you know what, guys, let's lift up our hands and worship the Lord. Let us rise up on our feet and dance for Jesus. You know, you actively show that you are listening when you do actually what they are telling you, or you do something that brings out meaning to that. a communication that is being communicated. Then we also looked at reflecting. We said here, reflecting involves paraphrasing or summarizing what the speaker has said to show that you have understood their message. And it can also help clarify any misunderstandings that may arise from the communication that you are communicating. Then clarifying, we said here, you are asking questions to gain a deeper understanding of what the speaker is saying. And we've said that this demonstrates that you are actively engaged and interested in the details of their message. So that's where we are. So in clarifying, you ask questions, you ask guiding questions like how can I improve in this area? Let's say we are talking about active listening and you are having struggles with active listening. For me to know that you are actively listening, you ask questions. You ask questions like, hey, how do I actively listen? I'm having trouble with my marriage in this area of listening. My husband doesn't want to listen to me anymore. How can I make him listen to me actively? Then we can guide the person who is communicating to you, can be in position to provide you with the answers, the solutions to what you are, the question that you are asked. Then from there, you are able to demonstrate that you are actively engaged and interested in what they are saying. But a person who is not actively, or the person who is not interested in what you are saying, they will just look at you and then they will be like, okay, that's what you've said. So life continues. Then the next thing that we do when we are actively listening is we provide feedback. Always, it is very good to provide feedback. Actually, communication, I remember some years ago when we were doing communication skills at higher institutions of learning, we said communication is communicating, listening, and then expecting feedback. It is no longer effective when we do not receive feedback. For me coming here and talking to us and I do not get your feedback about how the show is going, how the show is moving on, how you are enjoying, then I am not actively communicating to you. Active communication involves providing feedback. So offering thoughtful responses that show you have processed the information. This can include affirmation, agreement, or expressing your perspective in a respective manner. So here you provide feedback to the person who is communicating to you, like show at times your dissatisfaction, or you're like, okay, if that is what you've said, then we are going to do this. So here you are offering your thoughtful response to what they have communicated to you. And friends, let's always be receptive to come to that. I have a friend who will ask you about something that they want to seek your opinion on, but actually they want positive feedback only. So that is not good. You get it? That is not good, because when you have communicated to somebody, expect both positive and negative feedback. So if you are dissatisfied with what somebody is saying, then give them a negative feedback. Let them know that you are not happy. Those people who always expect positive feedbacks, man, those guys can nag. They come and then they tell you, man, how do I look? Then they expect you to tell the man, you are looking good. But in actual sense, they are looking bad. So if you tell the man, you are not looking good, you're looking bad actually, they hate you. They hate you for that. Anyway, listening is listening. Whether you want it or not, for me, I've given you my feedback. So the feedback is either good or bad. You get it? So endeavor to give them feedback. If you have not understood, tell them, man, I've not understood. If they are deceiving you, tell them, man, Igorimba, you're deceiving. What you're saying is not true. So that is active listening. Active listening, you need to provide your speaker with feedback. If you're happy with what they are saying, appreciate them. If you're not happy with what they are saying, object them and tell them, you know what, that is not true. Or that is true. Agree or disagree on a certain on a communication. That is what communication is all about. Communication is about receiving feedback. So active listening, here we need to receive feedback. Either receive an affirmation, an agreement, or you express your perspective in a respectful manner. In a respectful manner. In a respectful manner. You get it? Not in a disrespectful manner. Eh? Somebody is communicating to you because you do not agree to what they are saying. You just walk away. That is disrespectful. That is disrespectful. Let's learn to be respectful and learn to love what somebody is saying, even though they are speaking nonsense at times. Sit, listen to them in a respectful manner. Tell them, I disagree to what you're saying. It is not true, and because of that, I am taking my leave. But don't just move away and go when somebody is communicating. Yeah. My point is driven home. That is good. Just, if you're happy with what I'm saying, you can sit back and listen. If you're not happy with what I'm saying, still sit back and listen. You get it. If you don't get it, get it. Sit back and listen to me. Let me complete what I'm saying. Then you communicate back to me. Tell me why you are not satisfied with what I am communicating. Then at the end of it all, man, we would have communicated. But if you move away when I'm talking, we have not communicated. Yeah. Then number 7, we say, should I bring this last? Let me bring this later on. And let's say empathizing. Empathy, here you're trying to understand the speaker's feelings and perspectives. You get it? You're trying to understand them. Empathy helps in building trust and demonstrates that you have value. You value the speaker's experiences. Empathy. Now, what is empathy? What is empathy? You know, with empathy, empathy is actually the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Like, for example, he has a total lack of empathy for anybody. Here you feel like have you been around people who have no empathy at all? They do not feel for you, they do not understand. They possibly share and respond to their experiences themselves, and they do not have any empathy for somebody. They do not share into what the person is communicating to them. But active listening involves feeling empathy for the other person who is communicating to you. So you get into what they are speaking. Let's say you are listening in church and they are preaching about love. Fall into that empathy. You feel the love. Feel the love of the Father. You feel the love of the people who are around you, the people who are communicating to you. You know, you give them your full attention. You get it? So, have that empathy. You really understand their feeling. In which perspective are they communicating what they are communicating? So, an active listener will be in position to understand the speaker's feelings and perspectives. Then, responding appropriately. We spoke about that, Katono, as we were looking at providing feedback and tailoring. With responding appropriately, you tailor your response to fit the context of the conversation. You get it? You tailor your response to fit the context of the conversation. Like, for example, a person who is not having a tailored response is a person who is like this. You're seriously talking business, then somebody comes up and is like, "Wait, did you watch yesterday's match?" Eh? Something which is totally off. Eh? That is not being an active listener. You're like, "Man, I'm seriously communicating about business here. How are we going to develop? It is a developmental idea." Then you're there, you're like, "Hey, man, gwe, walabye, chimenke today has a show at Rugogo Showgrounds." Things which are not building at all, Alien Skin is fighting with the Simani Palazzo. Those things are not building at all. You get it? You are talking business. You're talking something different. And then somebody brings in something else. That shows that that person is actually hearing and is not listening to you. The best response to do there, if it is me, I feel like walking away. Feel like moving away, and you're like, man, what are you up to? Are we talking football? Are we talking music? Or we are talking business? So, my dear listeners, learn to be an active listener. Tailor your response appropriately. Appropriate responses can include affirmations, questions, or sharing relevant experiences that contribute to the discussion. You contribute to the discussion. If you don't have anything to say, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Don't say anything. Yeah, you are on the expert show. If you don't have anything to say, just keep quiet and be there. Anyway, quietness signifies two things. Signifies whether you are listening to me intently or you are not listening to me at all. So it is up to you to do the right thing, but provide appropriate responses. And then finally, as we come to the end of our show, always endeavor to summarize the conversation. In active listening, we summarize the communication. At the end of the conversation, summarizing the main points discussed to ensure mutual understanding and to wrap up the conversation neatly. It helps in reinforcing what has been said and agreed upon. Like, for example, the way I am going to summarize what we have communicated. We have spoken these things below. We have said, in active listening, it involves paying full attention to the person that you are speaking to, or the person who is communicating to you. We have said we maintain eye contact. We've said we use nonverbal communication. We have said we reflect on what we have, what we are saying. And then we have said we clarify. You clarify by asking questions. Then we said we provide feedback, whether positive or negative feedback, depending on what you have, understood. Then we have empathy. We go into the speaker, and then we really try to understand what is the pressure, what is the speaker trying to communicate here, what is this person trying to communicate to me here. Then at the end of it all, we said we provide responsible, appropriate responses to the person that we are communicating to. Friends, family, my beloved listeners, would like to tell us, let's try as much as possible to be active listeners. At least pick up one or two things that you have learned today and apply it in your life. Your life will not remain the same. Your job life, your family life, your friend's life, and everything will not remain the same. Remember, our show runs from 7:30 to 8:30, and right away, I want to say, have a wonderful night. Remember to tune in always to NPC Online Church, and love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. All the day, all the time, everywhere. And learn to listen to NPC Online Church. We love you and have a wonderful night.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church. We are Power of Faith.
In its activity daily, drink some water when you feel thirsty. Cut down dessert and have a smoothie. Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. One more time now. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Listen up.
Make sure you know your health status. Go to a doctor and get a regular checkup. Chronic disease can slowly creep up. We can lower the risk and live up if we just eat right and get moving. Jumping, running, dancing, or skipping. Change the children, them lazy habit. Make them play out the door and put down the tablet. Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Jamaica, get moving. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. After two, make me hear you say, I love me.
One, two. One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
After two, make me hear you say, I love me. One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat
your body right. We are Mario Faith.
Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body
right. Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Love your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.
Love your body, treat your body.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.